Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started. We have Randy Leventhaler here for monitoring Linux guests in a virtualized environment. Randy is a program manager in the open source and Linux lab at Hewlett Packard. And he's responsible for development of SNMP agents, web OEM providers, and other management tools for ISIS for Linux platform. Before we start, anybody wants to ask a question, give me the high sign. We'd like to have the question recorded. I'll bring you
my cool. Thanks, Glenn. Hi. Yeah, so it's managing virtualized environment. So kind of the agenda is going to be, kind of talk about what the goals and motivation of the talk are. So I want, just do a brief highlight of, what is classic monitoring, what am I comparing it to, and then kind of do a little side-by-side comparison. And, a few notes about things that could kind of be done when you set up your desk in a production environment. And then some methods that I kind of, for doing it, a few different ways to look at it, slice and dice the virtual environment, because it's similar but not quite the same as a physical server, and just a few ways of looking at that. And then I'll compare the methods and have the end. And please do interrupt any time. I kind of prefer more interactive talks, and maybe if we go on a tangent somewhere else, that might be a better talk. But the goal is, it's not really a super technical talk like a lot of the talks we've had earlier today where, unless you know about the kernel, you won't be able to follow. This should be easy for everyone to follow. We kind of want to discuss some ways to actively monitor virtual servers. Kind of from a pedestal, where this is the ideal. If you had all the time in the world, how would you set it up to monitor it? Take what you can. It's the open source model of ideas. Find something good, use it, pass it along. And I'm not going to provide a lot of information on classic monitoring, so I'm going to make things like look at log files. And there are tons of different ways to do it, and we could spend the whole talk on that. And then I'll try to highlight some of the differences between physical and virtual servers. And it's kind of independent of modern tools. Again, I kind of want this to be an open idea talk, things that you can do. You can use Nagios or Extend. Some other tool, or maybe try to plug in some agents with some proprietary IBM software. I'm going to say agents. I mean web OEM providers, or you can just use SSH to log in and run your favorite command. So kind of the motivation for this, right, is we need to alter our way of thinking about VMs. We need to proactively monitor. It's a good thing. We should be doing it. We don't always do it with our servers for everyone out there, the system administrator. But, there should be a simple solution. There's not really anything that's overly simple today. There are ways to use open source tools to monitor and manage all your VMs. This is the collecting the data way, good way to collect the data. Maybe some different tools and some different things that we need to do to act upon it. So, kind of the goals, find and predict failures. Alright, so hardware fails, RAM goes bad with more and more densely packed resistors on there, disk drive, so you want to, memory fails or starts having too many errors, you want to replace it, so you want to migrate your desk off. There's these new cool things we can do to help in predictive failures and things like that, but how do you correlate between this memory is dying and this guest is running or this hard drive is going? Does it even affect this VM or is this VM running and using a different device. And then also security, as monitoring part, important thing is intrusion detection. Have someone violated my system? So now you don't just have to worry about your server, but have someone violated one of the guest OSs. So that was there. And then, general health, are we running out of storage, the web server hanging again, things like that. So another thing is to monitor the load. With VMs, you can do prioritization, you can give extra processors, you can move them to beefier systems, you can shut down servers that aren't being used. So kind of, how do we get things at that? And some of the easier things you're using, what's the CPU, what's the memory utilization look like? And that's kind of the same between physical servers and virtual environments. IO is a little more difficult because you don't necessarily have control of the IO at the high level, you don't know what the bandwidth is. And if you look at how many sectors were written or read over a block device on the host OS, it may not mean anything. You don't know where it came from. kind of, you know, the physical servers, you know, elements that are monitored, usually hardware, you know, some critical OS properties, you know, how much file system's left, is some process hanging, you know, using, pegging the processor, you know, the OS access to the devices. You know, there's like standard server with memory processors, there's some sensors to tell you what the temperature is. You know, there's a network interface, there's a fiber channel card and devices that's connected to fans, and, you know, there's the whole list. You have management processor and all kinds of fun things. Like that, you know, OS is running on the server. That's next, you know, usually uses drivers, you can use IPMI and all kinds of things like that. But, you know, for this talk, we're going to talk in general in terms of drivers that can directly monitor the fans and all of that. So, you know, you have your applications, you know, like this is the web server, this is your J2E server, all running on the system. You know, log files, if agents on the system, you know, they just monitor all the applications, is the processor up and running, and the drivers and all that. And it puts all that information back to a central management server, you know, kind of the classic model. Okay, and, you know, several servers, put back to one central management server. Okay. Then I have the virtual server component. Okay, yeah, so we don't have the direct access to the hardware. We share hardware with other guests. So who owns the hardware? Does the guest that accesses the hardware own it? Does the server own it? Kind of the model that I'm using for this is, you know, the host owns the hardware, but the guest is kind of dependent on it. It's very similar to the network topology, where if a switch goes down, all of the servers behind it go down. That's just, yeah, that's kind of the model I wanted to use for this. And then what does it mean if a virtual device fails? So if you're monitoring on your guest OS and the network card goes down, does that mean that the network card really went down? Is the VM hung? And, or does it just mean nothing? Do you even care about that? Do you just assume that that path to driver works and you monitor the network, the physical network interface, and as long as that's up, you're happy? So it kind of, you know, depends on, a lot of it depends on your quality of service and what kind of HA configuration you have. So if you have failover for a lot of network devices, and yeah, then if some of the network devices go down, it's okay. But if some of your virtual device goes down, it may mean there's a bug in your HA failover or something like that. So basically, you know, probably the guest OS should be sheltered from this information. It doesn't need to know that the network device went down, but someone, an administrator, someone needs to be notified of this, find out what you need to do to fix it, and address that. Any questions? Talking fast. Nope. Okay. Yeah, do we really care about virtual devices? The other question. Well, I didn't answer that one. And, yeah, so not always. They just want to care about the physical devices and make sure that they are up and running and monitored and healthy. So we have, this is just, you know, the same classic server view. We have the hardware. We have the host OS, and, you know, we can have the drivers, log files. Here, I know that Core doesn't work too well with the projector, but anyhow, we just have the three guest OSs kind of running like a normal process here in the server. We have agents which monitor the drives. And they could also monitor the guests, and that's kind of what we'll get into a little bit later. So just a question is, who in that crowd runs or is a system administrator of virtual environments like VMware Zen? Cool. And does you monitor, have agents on the guest OSs or monitor them?
We get a bit of a problem with that because on the one box, which it's a real server with a real attached devices, and on the other ones, which are virtual, we have not set up what are the procedures between our outsourced monitoring people and the real sysadmin on the inside who have to worry about whether it's working or not.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments about that? Okay. You know, so kind of what's in the guest that we're looking at. You know, it's a real OS on the limited box. That's kind of the simple model to use. There's, you know, other ways you can do it. You know, you have applications, you have log files, you have data, so you can run out storage and all of that stuff. So you have the guest OS, you have, you know, memory, virtual processor, you have a NIC, and you have storage. It's all first, we don't know what type it is. And we just go ask, we talk to drivers, but they're not really talking directly to the hardware. Usually just one application running because since you can isolate and all that fun stuff, you don't need all of your applications running in one OS. You can have an agent running on the guest OS that then monitors everything kind of like it's a classical service. I end up going a little more later on. They're very similar. They have physical and virtual devices. You can get different information from both, and they mean different things. They all have process states. They all have applications running. Log files are an important thing to monitor on both sides. We have the side-by-side comparison. So sensors, fiber channel, HDAs, and fans, those things, they're not there. You can't see them or anything. So how do you know if your VM is going to overheat? Then you have other things that are virtualized or para-virtualized, so you may have direct access to some of your memory, but you're not getting the read errors on all of the DIMMs necessarily. So those are some other hardware logs. So there's a couple of little tangents here, just some notes about that. You should use high availability configurations, I think, when you do this, because even though you can migrate the guest over to lighter weight operating system, you still don't want it to fail. I think don't expose the host to an external network. You want to have your own private management network. How about here? So use a separate management network. Don't just say, well, I have a virtual guest, so it only has one interface. Do the agent traffic on one network and do your applications on another. Don't allow the guest to be able to telnet or SSH into the host. Should be a fairly obvious thing not to do. Use a secure management subnet. Because I just do one application per guest, you don't need to stack multiple layers there, so you'll have cascading failures and things like that. So this is kind of high level and generally applicable. And it should be able to apply to all virtual servers, if you're using VMware or Xen or HDVM or anything else like that. I'm trying not to do something high enough that it doesn't take it, it doesn't require that you're running Xen and some specific little feature in there where you can, look up something about the guest. These are ideas. Hopefully they'll be useful. So I have the first model, three models that guest data up here. This is that every guest is a server, right? It's kind of classic. So a server is a server, and we'll just treat them like that. And it works well. It's easy to view conceptually. It's a node. It has processes, memory. It has applications running out, and you look at all of that. But you kind of do miss some of the correlation of mapping the virtual server to the physical server. It does integrate well with existing tools, which is, one of the goals that we want to do. We want to use what's out there. We don't want to reinvent the wheel over and over again. And then maybe once we get a wedge in there, we can expand it more with our tools. And it's also easy for when we migrate a guest OS to a different server. If you're just monitoring that as a separate server, you'll know if it goes down, you'll miss a lot of the memory errors. So you see what the colors are, kind of blurry, but basically you just have your central management server, you have your physical server, and all the other virtual servers. And if you have a failure, you identify it, and you can theoretically put in some smart to correlate events into your central management server, but you don't have to with this model. You just treat it like that, and you say if this is a failure, you can treat it like a hardware failure, and whoever owns this service, they're notified about it. And then if the physical server goes down, you can have someone else do that. So it kind of allows for nice separation of tasks based on platform. Drawbacks is a lie. They're not really servers. You're going to get extra information because, if you're using just the default OS monitoring tools, it will, tell you different things that you don't need to know. It doesn't really matter how many reads and writes errors you have to the virtual device. It's probably not going to have a lot. Most of those errors are going to occur on the physical device. So you don't, really care about it. You can look at it and say, hey, Randy, you're wrong, and okay. But for the most part, that's not where you're going to find your errors. And again, there's no correlation between the guest and the physical server unless you got it to the central management server. I think it's kind of a little bit too much to make the central management server that aware of the environment. And so, any questions on that process?
Just the word correlation. Could you expand a little bit more? What you mean, correlating log file entries?
Okay, no, so correlate, if the network device goes down on the physical guest, what does that mean to the, or on the host OS, what does that mean to the guest OS, and how do you propagate that? Because you should know that, you know, well, this server is no longer in an ATA configuration, or if you have, you know, NIC's the easiest example, right? So you have the NIC switch between two switches, but you're only exposing that up to the guest OS to a single device. So do you need to run in a reduced mode, or will your bandwidth be affected?
Yeah, I agree with you. If you're running independent NICs, that should be definitely isolated from the guest. If you're running single NIC, then you can get applications that fail quite spectacularly when they time out.
Right. And suddenly you have 18 failures, which one does it really mean, assuming that your management NIC didn't go down?
I was just thinking, because, I mean, you're already worrying about external components like your shared storage and your shared, well, you've already said NICs and switches and all that, so you should already have a multiple, a direct dependency thing outside your server.
Right, it's not, kind of just an extra layer on it, and
this box is dependent on this real machine for storage and this real machine for network and this real machine for this other thing called CPU and RAM, as against you, previously you had a real machine that was dependent on this SAN for storage and this switch for network.
Right.
So it's just that a couple of additional components. So it's not a,
well,
not a big
job. Well, layer in there as well. Mm-hmm. You're now dependent on this SAN, which then goes through this server, which then goes to you.
But you got multiple layers anyway, because the SAN is dependent on the switches and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's not a big jump.
Yeah, it's not a huge jump. It's just a little different, and probably something interesting to talk about and get everyone's opinion on. Okay, mind. So the other way of looking at it, you know, it's kind of a different way. Yeah, every process, every guest is a process. This is a much more lightweight method of doing it. Is you just monitor the physical server, and then you look at the health of the process in the VM, and it will have log files that will be on the host OS. As long as that's up and running, and then you can also do, you know, the standard network stuff where you ping all the IP addresses externally and things like that. One of the pluses of doing this is, you know, you don't have to run an agent on every guest. It's a lot simpler to do. You can know that, you know, what is the load on the system. You can look at, you know, what guests are running on the server because it's a separate application. And you're not flooded with excessive information. But, you know, and, you know, why treat the fake hardware like real hardware, since it is really just software. And again, it can be integrated in the system tools. Again, this is what this model looks like, where we just have the agent running on the host OS, and it's directly monitoring all the devices and the guests, and reporting all that information back to the central management server. And drawback is you can miss some more important information, like intrusion detection. You aren't reading the log files necessarily, the packing server and everything like that on there. And it doesn't hide failures that do not affect the guest. I mean, you're monitoring the hardware, and all you know is the hardware went down, and, you know, that a NIC went down, and you don't know if it affected the guest. So the other method that I came up with was this service-based guest monitoring. A hybrid, a bunch of different names, but kind of basically you treat it as it's something a little bit different. It's a little complex. It's kind of a little harder to implement right now with the existing tools out there. But, you know, you monitor the host as a physical server. You monitor the guest and the status from the host. So you basically are going to be coming at it from both directions. So you're getting some information from the VM from the host OS and other information from the VM itself. So, you know, this is, you know, kind of ties it all together in a nice new package. You have to extend your CMS to know this stuff, especially to suggest or to identify what the actual failure is And you just monitor the relevant data with this model. You shouldn't be having a flood of extra information because you won't be monitoring the virtual devices, but you'll still be monitoring the applications within the VM, almost like a nested application layer. And not quite there yet with a lot of the tools that are out there. And we kind of have this, the agent monitored by the task force. Puts the information back to the central management server. And then the agent on the host connects to each of the individual guests, as well as the central management server connecting to the guest. It's a little more complicated to set up because you now have this correlation between what is the agency the guest has versus what is the network or the central management service to the guest has. But once you have all this information together in a nice package, you really can do some really fun correlation stuff where you can know that, hey, this hard fiber channel drive is this hard port. We're having lots of read failures on this. And we know that guest 2 and guest 3 are using the storage device, so we can then migrate the guests or have them change how they're reading information or trigger a backup or anything like that. Kind of just comparing these, you know, the server and process models work with the existing tools. And you only have to look at the processes inside the guest if you use the server or service model. Logs inside the guest, again, are only using that to use the server or the service model. But the server model, you do get a lot of useless information, and having more log files to read through, having multiple ways of saying that the same failure occurs, just wastes a lot of time. And kind of the only model that really correlates the physical to the virtual is the service model. And it's a nice, complete picture. And I'm talking to that again. So, or it's somewhere ready. So, anyone have any questions about any of these models or other models they thought of? Just want to emphasize that monitoring is important. None of these models are perfect. And please hope that information can be fully taken and share with others.
Just a question about that previous slide. Given the only advantage to going to the much more difficult to implement service is the correlation, wouldn't it be easier to do that correlation as an add-on to the central server?
Yeah, that is a way to do it, but you also aren't looking at that's the only good, you also have to filter out the other information from the system. Another thing you would say is that you shouldn't put in the slide is you're not tracking all the VMs as well. So you don't, you know, when the Zen says DOM 0 has this kind of an error message in the log file. But yeah, that could all be added on.
Okay, I don't understand what you're missing there. Like the only real thing you're missing is the fact that, you know, server Fred NERC 1 is in fact part of Big Host 3. So that's the main thing you're missing. When Fred NERC 3 goes down,
right,
you don't know necessarily that it's just a VM.
Right, and you don't necessarily know that when part of the physical device goes down that the guest OS is running in a degraded state. So I guess as long as you know that the server is running in a degraded state, then you need to fix that, and you can assume that all the guests on that server are running in integrated state. But yeah, that's why, I'm not saying that one model is necessarily the best to use, and the server model will probably be the easiest to implement, and, the few holes in it, unless you have a very large environment with, hundreds of servers and thousands of guests, so you really want that on that correlation there. At that point, you'll probably end up buying some commercial tools to do it anyhow. But yeah. Very fine. So, more?
Just to talk about that point you mentioned there, this kind of approach, there must be a numerical upper limit for how useful it is. I mean, if you were doing this for a client of HP, would you project this thing for sort of tens of servers or hundreds of servers? Maybe, could you talk to that for a bit?
So I haven't looked at those specific numbers, but, if you have a relatively small environment, I definitely suggest the server method. The process method is only if you want something that's very simple and you only want to have a small dashboard to look at per server. That's one way. I'd say the process and the service are the most scalable. So if you wanted, if you have a lot of servers and did want to invest heavily into your environment, then I'd recommend the process method, where you just monitor the physical servers, and then maybe use one of the plugins for Nagios to monitor the actual web server and ping them like that. The service model is only if you really have time and the money to invest in it. So if you have something where quality of service matters and you really are concerned about mean time between failures and want to be very proactive on that. Any other questions?
If, let's say if you did have a server that went down, so you shifted the virtual machine to another physical host, how would you update the correlation so that it now knows that it's on a different physical host?
That's all part of, here we have the agents that monitor what's going on in the DOM or for that. So this agent would have to report back to the central management server which guests are running on that physical server.
You seem to have particular use cases in mind for this monitoring. Was one of the, well, the only place where I'm really involved in virtual machines is where I'm buying a virtual host from somewhere else, and I don't want the owner of the actual infrastructure to be looking inside my thing. I just want them to keep it up.
Right.
So I need to be able to find somewhere monitoring my virtual service where they can't see it.
Right, yeah, so then you kind of don't want to let them log into your server. So you have to have them allow them to monitor everything from afar. So, a couple ways of doing that is, they could have, you could let them install, you could install some agents on here, but again, if you want the service to monitor things, you kind of don't want them to care what OS you're running or, once you have the OS up and running, anything you do should be fair game. So in that case, you really have to use the server process model. And then, again, just monitor, and you can monitor this remotely using not just, is my web server running? And you can report your information back and perhaps have some kind of agreement with your provider that, when you run out of hosting or, when you run out of bandwidth or something like that, that your monitoring tool will then propagate a message to them, like an email or something like that. Yeah. All right, thanks, and appreciate your time for listening, and I hope this was useful. And if you have any comments, please stop me in the hall. I do really like talking about this stuff, or send an email to randy@hp.com.